Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is head coach of the Panorama Trap Shooting Club, Heather Isom. How many students have shown interest in the club?
Oh my goodness. We had a great turnout. We had a student meeting about a week and a half ago. We were just trying to introduce it to the kids. We had 59 middle schoolers show up for that meeting. And then right after that, we had the high school meeting, and we had 25 students show up for that. We knew that not all of them were going to sign up. We ended up having 19 middle schoolers sign up and 9 high schoolers sign up. But we have until the 20th of March for the deadline, and we still have a couple kids I know have not signed up that show interest. So we're going to have a lot of full squads.
Okay. And are there any limits to how many kids can be on those teams?
Technically, no. Last year was our first year, and we had 10 students, but it was limited to high school last year. This year, we've opened it up to middle school, so that's why we have so many. My daughter's in middle school. A lot of her friends and the boys and girls in that are very interested in it, and that's kind of where our influx has come in with all of the middle schoolers.
All right, and what kind of brought about the idea for bringing the team in?
So we have a couple board members on the school board, and their kids are actually my kids' age. And these parents have been into shooting either when they were a kid like I was, or they shoot now. They saw that there was not a lot of outdoor opportunities for kids. And so they're trying to do like an outdoor, well-rounded experience. So they're doing bass fishing this year. We started trap shooting. Eventually, there's talk of doing archery as well. There's a lot of parents that would like to get their kids into archery. So they're trying to do this more outdoor program for the kids. So a couple years ago, they got it passed through the school board to do the shooting side. So then it became, okay, where can we shoot? How do we get the funding for shooting? Do we have kids even interested in this? Do we have coaches? Do we have volunteers? And so it's taken a little bit for everybody to get all of that into place. And so this year, between me and the assistant coach, Mark Dorhout, we are kind of guns a-blazing, let's go. So.
All right. And what kind of got you and Mr. Dorhout interested in the coaching positions?
When I was a kid, I worked at a gun range when I was 12, and then I started competing when I was 18, and I was really good. I won over 30 competitions. I was ranked in the top 10 in California, and that was my sport in high school. And seeing that, you know, this was a potential thing for like my daughter's age and kids in, for middle school and high school, to have that opportunity is amazing. I loved it. I loved the game. I'm hoping that other kids will like it too, but I like having this as an option. We didn't have SCTP when I was a kid. You just joined a gun club and were part of the gun club. So this is really focusing on the correct way to do it, the safe way to do it, and getting the kids motivated and enjoying the process.
All right, and now that you've got both of these divisions, do you see enrollment in those going up in the future?
I believe so. Right now, we're a little limited. The gun range we use is Fin and Feather, and they are so nice to us and kind of allow us the space to grow and do what we need. But they only have one trap house, which means only 5 students will shoot at a time. So the more kids you have, the more practices you'll end up having to split them up so they're not just standing around all day. So hopefully, we don't want to get too big for our britches, but we would like kids to enjoy it, want to come back, tell their friends, them come back, and we'll see how big we can get one day. But we still want it. We want it to be successful and good, not just the biggest.
All right. And are there other schools in the West Central Activities Conference that have trap shooting teams?
Nothing that's that close. I mean, Harlan and Audubon are probably the closest. There's a range in Coon Rapids, but like most of the competition places we go to, we can go to Harlan, it's an hour away. We can go to Coon Rapids, it's an hour away. And then you've got West Des Moines, Waukee, and Ankeny, but anywhere within a 1 hour radius, there is nothing. We are it. I know 4-H does their own type of shooting, but as far as SCTP in schools, we are it in a good range.
All right. And is there any information that parents or friends or family members might need to know about the team?
We have a lot of paperwork out there. On the Facebook page, the Panorama Panthers Facebook page, we have a spinoff for the Panorama Shooting Club. And so you can find a lot of information there. Right now, we're just doing signups. And to learn more about that, we have all of that out there on the Facebook page. And we're doing signups until about the 20th. We're hoping to get started practices shortly after that. The kids have to complete hunter safety in order for them to shoot with us. So we're allowing the next couple weeks for them to get that done and to take the field day, which they have to complete also. And then we'll have practices and hopefully competitions will be starting mid-April.
All right. And what safety measures does the team use? Just because there's going to be people that ask about that.
Right. We have the hunter safety is required for all students to do it. And that teaches them a lot about just gun handling safety. They have to do the field day, which watches them in person instead of just an online class. The DNR will come in and they watch them and teach them proper safety and handling and what do you do now and what happens in this situation. But once we get that completed, our first day of practice is more than likely not going to be shooting. It is going to be range safety. I mean, we know that with hunter safety, you know now how to handle a gun. But at the range, there's also range etiquette. How do you stand out there? How do you transfer spot to spot? All of that. And breaking down a gun and putting your gun away. And how does it get stored while you're not using it out on the line? So a lot of range safety will be day number one. And then every day at practice after that will be, okay, are you guys being safe? Let's go out here and try this. And for the middle schoolers especially, it will be a lot of getting all the parents out there. Everybody out on the line will have a parent behind them assisting and making sure that they mentally stay on task with keeping safe on the line.
All right. And then do the students bring their own firearms, or is that provided?
They are in charge of bringing their own firearms and their own ammunition as of now. We're always trying to get funding and fundraising so we can provide ammo for the children, but we don't have that option as it's like our first year. So right now, yes, they have to bring their own guns. They're not allowed to share their guns. They bring them to practice. They take them home from practice. They can't bring them to school, so for our practices, we're allowing time for them. School to be done, go home, get your guns and ammo, and come back to the trap range for practices that we'll be doing after school. And they're also in charge of their own ear protection and their own eye protection, which is mandatory.
All right. Thank you very much, Heather.
Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.